Well, let's go to business now with Giles Beckford. Good morning, Giles.
Kia ora to you, Corey.
I see Wall Street feeling a little bit better about the banks, but then cryptocurrency. It's interesting, isn't it? You know, people would have been saying, oh, look, about the old banking system, put your money in crypto, that's the future. It's not easy sailing for them either, is
it? Some have suggested that crypto may be one of the beneficiaries of the banking crisis. I think the jury will be very much out on that one. Crypto. Looking at Wall Street, yes, regional banks have rebounded. First Republic, who was at close to the Silicon Valley and Signature Bank, got caught up in the aftermath of those collapses. It's rebounded about 15% in the current session, and there are rebounds for a lot of the other smaller banks as well. But as you say, crypto is falling, and this is because one of the largest firms around, Binance, is being investigated by regulators for breaches of the rules. And basically, some of the accusations being put forward suggest that its protections have been flimsy at best, and their attempts to show that they are secure and safe for their depositors, really just a bit of a charade. The Dow Jones average currently up 0.8%, the S&P 500 0.3% higher, the NASDAQ, the technology-dominated index, down 0.45%. A very modest 32-point rise for the local top 50 index yesterday, back above 11,600. New Zealand dollar, 61.9 US cents, 93.2 Australian.